So this weekend, I went up to the mountains of Madrid, the mountains just north of the city, informally known as the Sierra de Madrid, although officially it's the Sierra de Guadarrama, in one of those places. And this Sunday, on Sunday morning, we woke up and there was a nice pleasant layer of snow covering most of the valley, which is nice. It looked quite pretty, but it wasn't too much. It didn't make driving hazardous when we had to go back home. And it was just one of the of this crazy, well, I wouldn't say it's crazy because up there it's cold and it snows quite a bit, but it has been a very strange winter so far, especially the last month or so in terms of precipitation. Spain has turned sort of into Winter Storm Alley, a highway tracking in storms from the Atlantic and just hammering this peninsula with rain, mainly rain and snow in the higher elevations, lots of snow too, for weeks since mid-January. We've had, let me think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 barreling through. Each has its own name, the way they name the hurricanes. We had Harry, Ingrid, Joseph, Kristen, Leonardo, and Marta is the most recent one. And as I said, they've been giving tons and tons of rain. And in the higher elevations, lots of snow. If you look at the mountains of Madrid, there is a nice thick layer of snow covering the tops, which is good news for Madrid because that means a slow and steady supply of water flowing into the reservoirs over the next few months. Now, winter here can be variable, it can change, can vary quite a bit. Seems like no winter is the same. This is certainly a colder one than the ones we've had in the last 10 years, I'd say. That's probably true of a lot of places now. And the rainiest period in Spain, at least in the center of Madrid, or center of Spain in Madrid, goes from about October to May. But even then, it's spotty, inconsistent. You will get stretches of rain, but that can happen really at any time. This one's been particularly intense, not just in the middle of Spain, but especially in the south, in Andalusia, where they are being hammered with rainfall. And it's been a major news item over the past few weeks. In fact, just recently, last week, a town in the province of Cádiz, a town called Grazalema, or Grazalema, G-R-A-Z-A-L-E-M-A, which is in the mountainous region in the northern part of the province of Cádiz, has had to be evacuated. That is extraordinary because Grazalema, in general, I think it's actually the rainiest region in the entire country. And that shocks a lot of people. It certainly shocked me when I first learned this many years ago, because it's in the south of Spain, where the weather's quite sunny, where you can also get some extended periods of drought. And for the most part, you just don't get the rainfall you get in the north of Spain. But there's this enclave in the northern part of the province of Cádiz, which has this mountainous region. And there, the precipitation is incredibly intense. It's over 2,000 millimeters a year. I guess I could translate that into inches, but I'm not going to do that right away. Let me see if I can find it. It's like 2,100 millimeters a year. To give you an idea, Madrid's average rainfall, now Madrid isn't a very wet city, but it's not extremely dry. And we've had a couple of wet years in the last couple of years. Anyway, average rainfall here in Madrid's over 400 millimeters, maybe 430 millimeters or something like that. Well, this town of Grazalema is 2,100. Now, just to give you an idea of how much rain that town has received. It's just out of control. Let me see if I can find it here on my my favorite website, one of my favorite websites, known as embalses.net, which is reservoirs.net. Oh, here it is, Grazalema. Now, it rained the last 24 hours. They've had 128 millimeters, which would be generally about four times a monthly rainfall in Madrid on any given month, especially in the winter time. Here it's crazy. This is the other day, this town had something like almost 600 millimeters of rainfall in one day. It was last February 4th. As I said, Madrid's annual rainfall is about 430. A very heavy rain, very rainy year would be close to 600. Well, Grazalema had that amount of rain in one day. And as we speak, because the last, just to give you an idea, I love talking about statistics here. Last year, the rainfall was 2,124. The year before, it was 2,170 milliliters. And this year, and I'm not talking about the 2026, the period here that they measure goes from October of one year through to September. So when I talk about this year, I'm talking about 4 months of rain. And in 4 months, a little over, right? October, November, December, January, a little over 4 months, they've already had 3,280 millimeters of rain. So they're well over their average, and they're only 4 months into their into this year in terms of measurement. So it's crazy. It's crazy there. And in Spain in general, the amount of rainfall has been out of control. And it's, for example, just every week, this website will update the amount of water that is in the reservoirs in the entire country. Spain has a capacity for 56,000 cubic hectoliters, which is the unit that they use. And tomorrow we'll actually get an update. But as of last week, in comparison to the week before, the amount of water that increased in terms of the reservoirs went up 4,560 cubic hectoliters, which represents 8% of all the water that could be kept in reserve in Spain. 8% in 1 week, which is, you know, even if you ever get a 1% increase, that's quite a bit of rain. An 8% increase, of which you have to include all the water that's been consumed in that week, is out of control. And we'll see what happens this week, because it's going to be quite similar. So it's been a lot, and it's had a big impact on many parts of Spain. It's always good to have a lot of rainfall, because this is when it has to rain, because generally in Spain in the summer, it doesn't rain that much at all. And the Madrid area, you can go, you know, basically June 15th to September 15th and barely get a drop of rain. So this is the time to build up the reserves. But it does tell you and give you an idea of just how much rain has fallen. And it doesn't seem like it's over with yet. I'm trying to see what the weather's supposed to be like for the next couple of days. I think it's finally going to settle down. We could use a little bit of sunshine. As I said, I always like to get rain because I think it's important. But I also like to enjoy the sunshine, because that's what makes this country so cool. All right, Madrid, let's see what the weather is for this week. Well, it's going to be a little more rain. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit the next day, Wednesday. So it looks like we're going to carry on, although it's hopefully going to start to settle down. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you, the weather situation, the water situation. Our friends in Grazalema, I think, are still in the nearby town of Ronda, which is a very big and beautiful town. It's actually in the province of Malaga. And they are going to be there for a few days still. The geologists are still taking a look at the ground there to see if it's safe, because it's not just the water that's been pouring down and rushing down the surface of the land there, but all the underground water, which can be very dangerous too. The earth below is starting to create cracks in the land, in the streets, and even in some homes. So they're going to have to wait and see if everything is stable enough for the people to live there. And that'll be all for our podcast for today about talking Spain and weather. Brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please leave a message or a comment or a question, because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, or Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the very best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture, and whatever's going on in Spain at this time or any time. You could do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button, which is on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. You can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.